From the Triple M cricket commentary team, we've got former Australian cricketer Brad Haddam with us this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, y'all, boys. What a day yesterday.
Oh, mate. Oh, well, can the Pommies improve?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the way that they've picked this team, it really looks unbalanced for these conditions. They went in with five fast bowlers, so they would have expected a lot from them yesterday. I thought Ben Stokes at times was outstanding. Broad challenged both sides of the batter, David Warner, early on. But in the end, Australia put up a great fight. Now that they're going to drive this test match today.
And you know what? The Pommies, they don't love heat. They had 37 degrees yesterday. It's going to be higher today.
40 today.
Yeah, it is. It's already coming through the heat down here at Adelaide. And they've got no spinner. They're going to ask a lot of their fast bowlers. I think Australia today will come out really aggressive. I think they'll get through the first hour, then you'll see a really aggressive Australian team. Then just before the lights come on, you'll see Australia declare and put England under pressure with his pink ball.
Brad, they're 2 for 221. That's at stumps after day one. Mate, what do you reckon they'll go to, 500 and declare or even lower than that?
Yeah, I think it'll be more on time. They'll want to bowl tonight when the lights come on. That's the most difficult time to bat. Mitchell Starc's got the best record in the world in a pink ball test match. So a lot of your declarations are worked around when the lights come on. So I think you'll see them bowl at tea or 20 minutes after tea, but they'll go no longer than that because they'll need to use the pink ball under lights.
That's right, because if they take a day and three quarters to bat Australia and then you put the Poms in, is it likely that they can just withstand it and try and aim for a draw?
Yeah, it'll be a big ask. It's a good wicket. It's a flat wicket, which will be good for the Poms. But if Australia get this declaration right and they bowl well under lights, it's going to be really hard for England to get through that first session unscathed. That's going to be their first goal to get through that and have the opportunity to bat in the sun on day three. So it's going to be a big ask.
Brad, can you confirm or deny, was it true that the skipper, Pat Cummins, Steve Smith, the vice-captain, told him to go to this particular restaurant knowing that there might have been a COVID case there and he became in close contact? Confirm or deny, Brad?
Fortunate day for Steve.
Yeah, Steve said, I'll meet you there in 10 and didn't turn up.
There was a Steve Smith cutout in the back of that restaurant. There he is.
Oh, I'm back. I am back, baby. Well, mate, listen, thanks for over the last couple of weeks chatting to you. It's going to be an interesting day. And what about Christmas for you, mate? What are you doing, Brad?
Yeah, I've got a couple of days off at home, so yeah, I can't wait to see all the family after a hectic couple of years.
Yeah, mate, we look forward to hearing on the listener app today, LISTNR through Triple M, day two of the second test. Mate, have a great Christmas, and we will speak to you in 2022, buddy.
Will do. Go well, boys.
Thanks, Brad Haddam.